Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
We
move to welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Move on to greet your brethren. Move on to welcome them. Wish them light of the word of God to enlighten them in the way of life, to reaching eternal life and all the goodness of God that He promised 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 11. I prayed for always to be worthy of our calling and every good thing, for every good work of faith. Praise Jesus much. We believe that the holy power of God already gave us, and with three reasons why it gives us. As
he
speaks in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3,
he says
the holy power of God already given what we need in this life, in serving God
and
moving to understand Him who called us for glory. Now the holy power of God, it gave us for three reasons, and if we get revealed of them, things given us, they come our way. He gives us we use in this life, and He gives to use in the serving of Him, even to be safe moving on to understand Him, and we are comfortable. Praise Jesus much. And that fulfills well Ephesians 2 verse 10, when He speaks, say, we are God's workmanship, created in the Christ Jesus unto good works,
because
God ordained as we move by them before the world existed. Praise Jesus much. So God, as He brought you on this world, He had a good plan upon you, and He prepared the good things those you have to move by. Even though the evil Satan intervened in that good plan program,
converted
you from the goodness of God. But as God is good, He sent His Son Jesus Christ, be the way, take us back to the plan of God, and He did end on that. He sent the Holy Spirit to lead us, take us back in the plan of God, that we see all the goodness. When we go back, fulfill Matthew 6 verse 33, we first see for the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All that He planned for us, He adds them to us when we've not worked for them.
So plan kati eriwe kwangu izamu.
Now the plan which is there, that which
we can
drive you go back to the preparations of God, is to see for the kingdom of God and the righteousness. All those who prepared
laws,
the good things, you move by them and you see them reach you to you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because authority is there providing for us. The authority is the Holy Spirit.
So
it does not require you to get worried on the things to eat and drink, but to worry in how to please God. Yes. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. The one who comes to Him,
required
them to believe His presence, and He is a rewarder unto all who seek for Him.
As it
speaks in the Hebrews 11 verse 6.
So,
now you see for the way you will please God. When He gets pleased, you will see all those goodness. Now seek for the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and you please Him. The rest will just add them to you. You start a small job, He, God, will progress it. You have not customers, God will mobilize and bring them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because all bows are in his hands. And to one we bring our words, all things are laid bare. That is the Hebrews 4:13. As you say, God, I need this. And he sees where it is. Where it can pass to reach you. Everything he sees there. For he knows what we need. Even before we ask for them. He knows of very well. He knows how he can reach them to you.
But
there is an issue you had not yet finished with him.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
Issue, want to move, finish it even this day. Issue of moving, seeking the kingdom of God and these righteousness. All the rest will add them to us. For people of the world, they seek for them. Wake up in the morning toiling. And they do a lot of work. Able to get that they need. But we need to put much strength in seeking for the kingdom of God and the righteousness. Then the rest of the riches are to put in little strength.
And
God will put in much to reach them to us. And the scale will be balanced. You put in much seek the kingdom of God and righteousness. Then put little seeking riches of the world. God put in much strength to give them to you.
It's going
to be balanced
then.
You first preach to them how it is. You speak that to your brother. Where they should put much strength and a little.
In
God, the much strength is to put it where?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I am by name and voice Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No, Mr. Bible.
And a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God to move rich onto you. God is the standard strategies of fulfilling his worldwide promised call.
Yes,
from this year 2022,
yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
So we thank God that we first saw the introduction and we are told why we need these standard strategies. Told the Justice chapter 3, the verse 3, that for the times and seasons and for signs,
we show
that time and stone to fulfill God's worldwide promised call.
And
God has called us to work with him in his final work on the planet
Earth.
Revival of all things. All those signs already appear.
Now we take
Matthew
16.
Told us in Matthew chapter 16. From verses 1 to 5.
Yes,
praise Jesus. So we were told. According to Luke chapter 14. Starting from verse 28 downwards, that we must see that we have enough material to build, lest we start to build and we end on the way and those who see us they mock us. We must know the army on our side before we attack the other, Satan and his army. When we know the army we have is enough to attack the one of his, and then we move to attack. Praise Jesus
Christ.
We're told according to Jeremiah 4 verse 6,
wow,
that we
did
set up standard strategies of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
We need the standard strategies to be able to fulfill God's worldwide promised call. And we were told according to Jeremiah 51 that these strategies, it has to be a strong watchtower.
We
see all the schemes of Satan and we break them down.
Watch,
and
watch
we have to set up the strong watch. And they are strong watchmen. And use that different ambushes.
emirimu gya
Satani, attacking works of Satan,
eba Satani.
They are the devil.
So twamalirizaawo,
so when we finished there,
tutandika okulisitinga,
we began to list. Yes,
tutandika okulisitinga,
we began to list
enteekateeka za Katonda zino ez'omutindo omunaana,
eight godly standard strategies
ez'okutuukiriza okuyitibwa kwa zasobizinesi
zonna, era
bwe twatandika n'esooka
ng'emanyikiddwa
nga obusinziiro n'omusingi
as the base and the foundation
ogw'obuweereza
bwaffe
okuyitibwa kw'ensi
yonna.
Yesu
yebazibwe
tumanyisibwa
nti
obusinziiro
n'omusingi
ogw'obuweereza bwaffe
of our services.
Kwe kuyitibwa kwa Katonda kwa za services zonna.
It is God's worldwide promised call.
Okusinziira mu ggwanga lya Uganda.
That based in the nation of Uganda.
Okuva omwaka 2022. Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus man.
Natu ategezibwa okusinziira mu kitabo kya nabbi Isaiah.
According to the book of prophet Isaiah.
Isaiah sura ya 18.
Isaiah chapter 18.
Nyolisoka pakuru okusatu.
Verses 1 to 3.
Amawanga gonna.
And all nations.
Katonda zayogera nago mu
Bible. God has come to speak them in the Bible.
Mu byafaayo.
In the history.
Ne mu bunabbi.
Even in the prophecies.
Ofunumye mbire bya
AD. Released in the AD.
Okwetola ensi yonna.
All over the world.
Ti Uganda.
That Uganda.
We businziro.
Is the base.
Era omusingi.
And the foundation.
Ogw'okuyitibwa Katonda kwa za services zonna.
Of God's worldwide promised call.
Era nga zise zikonene emulimu gw'okusema okusemazinga
w'ensini. Nations work within in his final back on the planet Earth.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus
much. So twagambibwa.
So we were told.
Nti singa emisingi giba zisanyeewo.
If foundation are destroyed.
Omutuukirivu ayinza kukola
ki? What can the righteous one do?
So singa ate emisingi bagiddiziddwa
bujja. If foundations have been restored.
Omutuukirivu.
The righteous.
Okuli omwoyo omutukuvu.
Where is the Holy Spirit?
Okuli bamalayika abatukuvu.
Where there are holy angels.
N'abatukuvu ba Katonda wakati mu nsi.
Holy ones of God in the midst of us. They have where they base from. To do the work of God all over the world. And we saw Psalms chapter 11. Verses 3 and 4. And we discovered it. That God based in heaven. And he seeks in the children of men. Where he will put the base and the foundation. Of his services in the midst of
us. We
saw in Isaiah 58.
In
verse 12.
Emisingi bwe giddizibwa,
the foundation restored.
Tuzza ebifo ebyokutuulamu,
we restore dwelling places.
Ebifo ebyokuwummuliramu,
resting places.
Tereza emirimu gya Katonda wakati mu nsi.
All the works of God in the midst of the world.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So twalaba bingi.
So we saw many things.
Ku nteekateeka ya Katonda y'omutindo
esooka. This first standard strategy of God.
Emanyikiddwa nga obusinziiro n'omusingi egy'obuweereza bwaffe.
The base and the foundation of our services in the worldwide call.
Omusingi guno nga gumanyikiddwa.
And this foundation is known as.
Nga okuyitibwa kwa Katonda kwa zasobizinesi zonna.
As God's worldwide promised call.
Okusinziira mu ggwanga lya Uganda.
Basically the nation of Uganda.
Okuva omwaka guno 2022.
From this year 2022.
So tweyongerayo.
So we moved on.
Era ne tugenda ku nteekateeka y'obwakatonda ey'omutindo ey'okubiri.
And we went to the second standard strategy of God.
Ey'okutuukiriza okuyitibwa Katonda kwa zasobizinesi zonna.
Of fulfilling God's worldwide promised call.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era ne tumanya.
And we got to know.
Nti eno.
That this one.
Gwe mulimu gwa Katonda okusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi.
It is God's final work on this planet Earth.
Omulimu gwa Katonda okusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi.
God's final work on this planet Earth.
Era ntugambibwa.
We were told.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nti twagambibwa.
We were told.
Nti standard strategy eno y'obwa Katonda ey'okubiri.
This second standard strategy of God.
Yempaji luwaga.
It is the strongest pillar.
Yempaji ki?
Luwaga.
Empaji luwaga.
It's the strongest
pillar
of our services.
Empaji luwaga y'obuweereza bwaffe.
Strongest pillar of our services.
Mukuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna.
In the worldwide call.
Emanyikiddwa nga.
Which is known as.
Omulimu gwa Katonda okusema okusemazinga w'ensi.
God's final work on this planet Earth.
Oyina okubanga obimanyi.
You must be knowing them.
Ontegedde bulungi.
Have you understood me well?
Wamulimu abamanyi. Standard strategy esooka.
Those who know the first standard strategy.
Standard strategy y'okubiri.
Second standard strategy.
Naye nga tamanyi biri wansi awo.
But they don't know what is below down there.
Naye nga tukugambye.
But we have told you.
Nti enteekateeka y'obwa Katonda eno y'omutindo ey'okubiri.
This second standard strategy of God.
Ey'okutuukiriza okuyitibwa Katonda kwa zasobizinesi zonna.
Of fulfilling his worldwide promise call.
Emanyikiddwa ng'empaji luwaga.
It's known as the strongest pillar.
Y'obuweereza bwaffe.
Of our services.
Okuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna.
In the worldwide call.
Era ng'eno emanyikiddwa nga omulimu gwa Katonda okusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi eno.
Known as the final work of God on this planet Earth.
Okusinziira mu ggwanga lya Uganda.
Basically the nation of Uganda.
Okuva omwaka 2022.
From 2022.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga twagambibwa.
And we were told.
Nti empaji luwaga eno.
That this strongest pillar.
Y'omulimu gwa Katonda okusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi eno.
God's final work on this planet Earth.
Ye ttawa egatta eggulu n'ensi.
Is the strongest watchtower connecting heavens and earth in one mission.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
He
joins up the Holy Spirit, the Holy Angels, and the servants of God on the world in one mission.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we understood two reasons God's final work on this planet Earth. The first, the devil turned this world into Sodom and Gomorrah. According to Romans chapter 9, verse 28, up to 29. The second, to prepare all nations for the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. According to Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Yes. We moved on the third standard strategy of God. Of fulfilling God's worldwide promised call. We named it what?
Our mission. The mission of our service.
You've not yet called the things. The mission of our services in the worldwide call. And we were told that this mission is the revival.
And
restoration of all things.
Basically,
the nation Uganda
from
there
2022.
Praise Jesus much. And we understood that we saw in all those God spoke in these prophets who were there from the beginning. As the old and the new covenants are,
they
be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. According to Acts chapter 3, verse 20 up to 21. So we moved on as we listed. We moved on to the fourth standard strategy of God, which is known as the vision of our services in the worldwide call.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
And we knew that the vision of our services, what is it? It's to restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation. Basically, in the nation Uganda, from there 2022, we knew that if we do not have this gospel, the everlasting gospel,
reach
to all creations in heaven and earth, we do not have the everlasting life,
we
cannot meet the everlasting God.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ.
So
we look to Revelation 14 verse 6,
and
so even angels, it's the gospel they have in heaven,
which
we preach to all creations in heaven and earth. And we saw in Colossians 1 verse 23 and the many other scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. So we moved on. The day we last met, as we saw the fifth standard strategy of God, the fifth standard strategy of God, of fulfilling His worldwide promise call, which is known as the altar of God, and the vision bearers.
Yes,
praise Jesus
mind.
When we saw that Uganda,
full of God International Ministries,
when we saw the full knowledge of God International Ministries,
spearheads
Uganda.
Uganda na kulemeramu Africa and nsi yonna.
Uganda spearhead Africa and the entire world.
Umulimu gwa katonda okusemba kusema zinga wensi.
In God's final work on this planet Earth.
Yes, yebazi bwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So twayogedde bingi ku choto.
So we spoke much on this altar.
But wasinzidde nnyo mu Isaiah esura eri ey'19.
When we based most in the Isaiah chapter
19.
From verse 19 to 21.
Batugamba nti ekyoto kino eky'okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
They told us this altar of the full knowledge of God.
Kiriwo okulwanyisa ekyoto kya Katonda atamanyi.
ebitamanyibwa
they had to fight the altar of the unknown god
n'ebyoto by'abasitaani
and the altars of the devils
ebiviiriddeko abangi okuzikirirwa okubula okumanya
which of course many get destroyed for lacking knowledge
era twalabye ekyoto kya katonda tamanyibwa
we saw the altar of the unknown god
twakisomyeko wali eri mu bikwato mesule 17
when we read of it in the acts chapter 17
oyorabiri mwesa
verse 23
yesu yabazibwe
praise jesus much
Yes. Era ntusomane ku byoto by'abasitaani.
You also read of the altars of the devils.
Kitabu ky'abalamuzi sura y'okubiri.
The book of Judges chapter 2.
Nyolisoka okuyingira paka olw'omukaaga.
Verses 1 to reach in the verse 6.
Tulaba n'obulabe bw'ebyoto by'abasitaani.
We saw the harm of the altars of the devils.
Ebiviirako ne tubeera mu kyambika.
Which caused us to be in the snares.
Eky'abasitaani.
Those of the devils.
So singa ekyoto ky'okumanya Katonda kikomawo.
If altar of knowledge of God comes back.
Tubeera bawanguzi n'okukirawo.
We become triumphers.
Nga bwe twawulidde eri mbakolise ekyoko.
As we had 2 Corinthians chapter 2
na tugamba
and he told us
yebazibwe katonda
praise be the lord
atwalanga abawanguzi bulijjo
makes us as triumphers
na tubikuze vume lyo kumumanya
makes us reveal progress of knowledge of him in every place
yesu yebazibwe nyo
praise jesus
so awo wenyini wetu asembye yo
right there is where we end
twagala okulabikanga tetwe yongerayo
we want to move on
nente kateka yobwa katonda eyo mutindo eyo mukaga
is the 6th standard strategy of god
yesu yebazibwe nyo
praise jesus much
twagala okulabikanga tetwe yongerayo
we want to move on
nende kateka yobwakatonda eyomutindo eyomukaga
with the 6th standard strategy of god
yokutukirizo kuitibwa kwensi yonna
fulfilling his worldwide promised call
omwaka guno 2022
from this year 2022
wandise
have you written down
tunula mchitabu cho ruganda laba wandise bulundi
the book of the brethren see whether they are written well
yes you have spoken
praise jesus much
tugambie
we have said
we yongera yo
we are moving on sure
nente kateka yobwakatonda nente kateka yakatonda yomutindo
with the
yomukaga
6th standard strategy of god
yokutukirizo kuitwa kwaza services season
of fulfilling his worldwide promised call
Yes yebazibwe nyo
Praise Jesus much
Eranga ene manyikidwa nga
This one is known as
abakunguzi
the harvesters
ee abakunguzi mbuweleza bwafe
the harvesters in our services
Olwa baga shiba na abakungula nga
bakaba Not these who harvest as they are sharing theirs No not
abakunguzi
the harvesters
ee bitwogera kabo
They are ones we speak of
sabakungubagana yabakunguzi
both those who mourn but the harvesters
abakunguzi
the harvesters
abakunguzi katukurebwe tuti abakunguzi bemyoyo
that the harvesters of spirits
obache tumanyinga souls
or the souls
mubuweleza wafe
in our services in the worldwide call
manyiwe tutachi marayo
you know if we do not finish it well
kuwandike bulonjo
write it down well you say
ti abakunguzi bemyoyo
the harvesters of souls
bemyoyo ba ekimanyikidwa nge meme
the harvesters of spirits or that known as souls
muweriza bwafe mkutuba kwensi yonna
in our services in the worldwide call
erange bano bamanyikidwa
and these ones are known as
the government za katondezo muguru ebiri kunshi
as the two god heavenly governments on the earth
government za katondezo muguru ebiri kunshi
god is two governments on the earth
zo muguru aliwa kagamba
god is two heavenly governments on the earth sure
which
that is how it is
government za katonda ezo muguru ebiri kunshi
god is two heavenly governments on the earth
zino zizino kusinzirwamu
these are ones we have to base in
abakungula emyoyo
those who have vested spirits
obemmemeza zabatukuvu okuva munsi yonna
all the souls of the holy ones from the whole world
okuzizayo muguru
to take them back to heaven
ulifena
are we together
yesu yebazibwe nyo
praise jesus much
government za katonda ezo muguru ebiri kunsi
god is two heavenly governments on the earth
muno mwemuva abakungula emyoyo
in here is where cometh those who have vested the spirits
okwetolensiyonna
all over the world
okuzizayo muguru
to take them back to heaven
yesu yebazibwe nyo
praise jesus much
kasubire tuli fenna
let me hope we together
erango gena maso nokutegeera ekigambo ekyo
move to understand that word well
omanyi bible yegamba
you know bible says
okusinira mata isuliyo mwenda
according to matthew chapter 9
olunyo rust mo musamba
verse 37
paka 38
up to 38
yegamba bwiti
and it says like this
Matayi suliyo musamvu esuliyo mwenda nolunyiriro satumo musamvu
Matthew chapter 9 from verse 37
Naliyo kagamba bayigirizwa be nti ebyo kukungula byebinji N'alyoka agamba abayigirizwa be nti ebyokukungula bye bingi naye abakozi be batono.
Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Verse
48.
Pray you therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Our Lord, as he moved preaching the gospel,
yes, it made
people who were yearning to understand the kingdom of heaven.
Gabanji.
And there are many, those who could preach and to redeem those souls, and they were a few. According that we've read in Matthew chapter 9, verse 37 to 48. As he moved his soul, the spirits of people, he saw their soul, those yearning to know the kingdom of heaven. And then he says, the harvest is plenteous. But the laborers, they are very few. And say we play much. The Lord of the harvest, God the Father, that
he
will send more laborers who are vast. And there are many. On this time,
government is
these two God's heavenly governments.
God, government is a katonda ezomuguru ebiri kunsi.
These two God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Zivamu.
The out of them come.
Abakunguzi.
The laborers.
Bemyoyo.
Of the spirits. The
harvesters.
Many of them.
Iranga batekedwa bulungi nyo.
And they have been prepared, trained well.
Okwetola betola ensi yonna.
They move the whole world.
Abagenda bakungura emyoyo.
As they go harvesting the spirits.
Okujizayo ewafre muguru.
To take them back to our home in heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus man.
So government is in ebiri.
So these two governments.
Government is a katonda ezomuguru ebiri kunsi.
These two God is heavenly governments on the earth.
Esoka emanyikidwa bweti.
First is known as like this.
Esoka.
The first.
Emanyikidwa bweti.
It is known as this.
Government ya katonda ezomuguru kunsi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Government ya katonda ezomuguru kunsi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Nechigendeerwa.
With an reason.
Okakasange ebikolebwa muguru.
To prove that things done in heaven.
Bikolebwa kunsi.
They are done on the earth.
Okuteekateeka abanjo yingira muguru.
To prepare many to enter in heaven.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ngambye kwezo government za katonda ezomuguru ebiri kunsi.
I have seen them, the two God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Esoke manyikidwa.
The first is known as.
Nga government ya katonda ezomuguru kunsi.
God is heavenly governments on the earth.
Owandise esoka.
You've written the first.
Esoka.
The first.
Ye government ya katonda ezomuguru kunsi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Nechigendeerwa.
With an intention.
Ekyokulaba ngebikolebwa muguru bikolebwa kunsi.
Things done in heavens, they are done on the earth.
Okuteekateeka emyoyo gy'abangi okuyingira eggulu.
To prepare spirits of many to enter in heaven.
Okusinziira ku kisuubizo kya Katonda.
According to the promise of God.
Yayogera mu Isaiah esula ey'omwenda.
He spoke in the Isaiah chapter 9.
Onyolo omukaaga paka olw'omusanvu.
Verses 6 to 7.
Ngayogera ku gavumenti eno.
And he speaks of this government.
Weyayina okutandika mbiro ebya Mukama waffe Yesu
Kristo. Which was to start in the times of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Agamba bw'ati.
And he says like this.
Isaiah esula ey'omwenda n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Isaiah chapter 9 from verse 6.
Kubanga omwana atuzaaliddwa ffe, omwana ow'obulenzi aweereddwa ffe, ne gavumenti enaabanga ku kibegaabega kye, n'erinnya lye liriyitibwa nti wa kitalo, ateesa ebigambo, Katonda ow'amaanyi, kitaffe ataggwaawo, omulangiro w'emirembe.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Verse 7.
Okweyongera kwa government ye n'emirembe tebiri koma. Biriye yongera yongeranga. Era ku ntebe ya Daudi, ne ku bwakabaka bwe, okuteeka ebintu mu order, okubinyweza, n'okubuwanirira, n'omusango, n'obutuukirivu, okuva leero, n'emirembe n'emirembe.
Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth, even forever. the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Praise Jesus much. According to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, he has said that for a child has been born unto us, and the son is given.
Government,
and the government shall be upon his shoulder.
Ever
since the Lord Jesus was born,
government ya Katonde yo muguru.
God is heavenly government. It was meant to be put in place on this earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And it proves that the things done in heaven, they are done on this earth. And this government is piece of it in verse 7. And he said, and the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. That this government
was
meant to move on, increase, consume the whole world.
As
that's the nation of Israel then. It was meant to spread, consume the whole world. But because that government was not revealed unto the Israelites, even unto places where salvation has come passing,
Roma,
like Rome, in the Catholics,
England,
like England,
in
the church known as Church of Uganda,
Protestant,
or the Protestants.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Even in America,
born again
Christians.
Now, government,
going to this government, they did come revealing. But from when the son was born and the son was given,
he
came down with God's heavenly government on the earth, and he comes upon his shoulders, and
he
is led of the Holy Spirit. You know, our Lord was being baptized in Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. When he came from the waters, the Holy Spirit came upon his shoulder as a dove. Yes. The Holy Spirit meant to lead the government.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But the truth is, from when the Son Jesus Christ was born,
government ya Katonda yo muguru,
God is heavenly government,
yalino kutandika okukola ku nsi,
was meant to start work on the earth.
Eranga yalino okweyongera yongera ngeva mu gwanga lya Israel,
meant to increase, spread for the nation Israel,
eria ensi yonna,
spread the whole world.
Ngera teriko komo,
it had no end,
na yenge ereta emirembe,
but it bringeth peace.
Yesu yebazibwejo,
praise Jesus much.
Eraga manti and upon his kingdom,
era kubaka bakabwe,
to order it,
okubu orderinga,
and to establish it with justice.
No kubunyu ezano bwenkanya.
Bagamba egamba.
He said,
nti erina okubanga etadde ebintu mu order.
Must have set things in order.
Erange etekawo emirembe.
And it puts their peace.
Kati waliwo ebintu byogenda okulya mu departments.
Now there are things you're going to hear in the departments.
Omunana.
The 8 departments.
Eza government ya Katonda y'omuguru kusi.
God is heavenly government on the earth.
Olyoko olabe order bweyina okubeera.
Then you see order how it has to be.
Kati singa government eno teyimirira.
Now if this government does not stand,
then kitegeeza omulimu.
Then it means the worldwide call. Because remember, the government has to spread the whole world to be able to help the worldwide call come to pass. As we do God's final work on this planet earth. Now this government, it's responsible to bring order in the church, even in the whole world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And if it brings things done in heaven and they are done on earth, known as God is heavenly government on the earth,
yes,
praise Jesus much. And according to Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 10, our Lord Jesus is based in
saying
that now pray the name of the Lord be allowed, and pray that his kingdom is come, and this will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Because God is heavenly government on the earth has already begun, and it needed to put there a strategy which explains it. Let us read, we say. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 9.
Kale, musabenga bwe muti, kitaffe ali mu ggulu, erinnya lyo litukuzibwe.
After this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Verse 10. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Yes. Praise Jesus
Christ.
If you connect Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 up to 7,
it says,
See, the Son is born unto us.
And
the Son is given.
And his
government will be upon his shoulder.
In
the verse 7
he
says that the increase of his government it will have no end. It will spread the whole world. That's what caused our Lord Jesus.
Matthew 6
verse 9 that you've read above. Matthew 6 verse 9 to 10. And he said, pray that our Father in heaven,
Allah
be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Because the government had come to prove that
the
name of God had to be hallowed. It was very important and so important up to today. Prove God is heavenly government. It appears on the earth.
It
manifests work of God has done in heaven to be done on earth. That is why you see, in the Luke chapter 11, verse 1 and
2,
the disciples asked the Lord Jesus, they told him, teach us how to pray. In teaching them to pray,
the
first thing he taught them to pray before they pray others, pray the name of God to be our Lord. Being allowed,
move
to ask his kingdom come, this will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Let us read, we hear.
Luke chapter
11 from verses 1.
Awolwatuka bayalinga ali mukifunga saba bayamala kubayigirizwa be omo na mugamba nti mukama waffe tuyigirize okusaba eranga yokana bayayigirizanga bayigirizwa be.
And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Verse 2.
Nabagamba nti bwe mubanga musaba nti bwe musabanga mugambenga nti kitaffe ali muguru erinye litukuzibwe obwakabaka bwobuje byoyagala bikolewe mu nsi ngawe bikolewa muguru.
And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done as in heaven, so on earth. Yes. They told him
that
teach us how to pray. As John the Baptist taught his disciples,
instead
of telling them, ask
them
how they told them the main thing you start from, ask the name of God to be our Lord. The second, his kingdom to come,
what
he wills be done on earth as they are done in heaven. You think, ever since the Lord Jesus left this world,
2022
years, which make up AD, you want to say, things done in heaven, they began to be done here, or we still ask for them? Yes. And we always say that it's the prayer of our Lord Jesus.
Yes,
the prayer of our Lord. Even television station which say,
the prayer of the Lord.
Who tells you it's for the Lord? It's our prayer.
It's
us who asked him to teach it to us.
Wow.
And in praying it,
we
had to see its fulfillment. Everyone who asks is given. If we still ask what is done, his will be done on earth, as done in heaven, before they start, and we still ask him praying,
then it
means
they are
past 2022 years. Prayer is not fulfilled yet, different people pray it. In every generation,
but
there is a generation which has come that is called the new generation with the full knowledge of God.
There
are other major
words.
If you connect
Isaiah,
chapter 9, verse
7,
the increase of this government, it will have no end.
It will
set things in order. Why?
For
the name of God to be hallowed, things have to get back in order. Because our God is not of confusion, but is of order in all his churches.
That
want us to connect like this. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We want to connect Isaiah chapter 9, verse
7.
That the increase of his government, it will have no end.
And
that the coming of this government
is
to set things in order, even in peace. Yet that,
in 1 Corinthians 14:33,
that our God is not of confusion, but is of decency. Yes. In all his churches.
It says
all things be done in order and in decency. Now these scriptures are nice. You read me Isaiah 9:7. We connect with the Corinthians.
Isaiah chapter
9:7.
Okweyongera kwa government ye n'emirembe tebiri bako komo. Nti era ne ku ntebe ya Daudi ne ku bwakabaka bwe okubuteeka mu order okubunyweza n'okubuwanirira n'omusango n'obutuukirivu okuva leero n'emirembe n'emirembe obunyiikivu bwa Mukama ow'eggye bulituukiriza ekyo.
Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And the zeal of the Lord performs it. If you look to Isaiah 9, verse 7, the increase of his government in peace, they have not end. Yes. And he says, because
we
will put order there. Yes. That it can glaze the name of God. For our God is not of confusion. He is of peace, order, and decency. Read Corinthians, we connect it, you see.
1 Corinthians 14:33,
even the verse 40.
Abakolise kisoka esule ye 14 n'olunyiriri olwasatu mwesatu.
1 Corinthians 14:33.
Kubanga Katonda si wa kuyogana naye wa oda nga mu kanisa zonna ez'abatukuvu.
For God is not the author of confusion, but of order, as in all churches of the holy ones. Verse
40.
Let all things be done decently and in order. Yes. Have you heard well?
You know,
1 Corinthians 14:33. Our God is not of confusion. He is not of confusion in all church of his holy ones. But he's of peace. Have you seen the government of peace?
In the verse
40 says, all things be done decently and in order. It
claims
the name of God because when the name of God was being darkened, we did pour dust and mud on it. But what we did,
we
did things not right which shame God in his name. And they do not show the standard of God. Praise Jesus much. Now in the proclamation in Isaiah 9:7, and it says, increase of his government and peace, it shall have no end.
On the throne
of the King David,
and
you set them in order, and you will establish peace.
Kubanga,
because the Lord of hosts was determined to perform that.
Explain
the 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33,
and the verse 40.
God is
there.
If things have to go back in order and there is no confusion in them. Yes. Sure.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And that helps to hallow the name of God. It manifests the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God, it is the Holy Spirit and the works of righteousness. Matthew 12, verse 28. He said, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come. It means the prayer was getting be fulfilled well, connecting with Isaiah.
They
will be done on earth as done in heaven.
And
said there a standard is of heaven.
The
things are run in heaven. You know. Because we prepare to join ourselves on heaven. In the issue of getting saved, first our faith towards God and unto His Christ and to His Holy Spirit. We are there to reconcile with God that we can go back to heaven, who is the God who is in heaven. But we cannot pass together except we've agreed. According to Amos 3 verse 3, that two cannot move together except they have agreed. That we
heard
to do things of heavens on earth, that we can have the ways of heaven. Yes.
For
we head on to heaven. We cannot live there with but other manners and other ways. Yet we are going to join on heaven. Then Amos 3:3 will catch us. Let us read there, we see.
Amosi esuli yokusatu n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Amos chapter 3 verses 3.
Ababiri bayinza okutambulira awamu wabulanga batabaganye.
Can two walk together except they are agreed? Yes. You think, shall we be able to pass with heaven, with the angels in heaven, with the holy ones who moved ahead of us, and we are in another way of work? We are in other ways. Even manners are different. Even those of heaven are different. That's where he says, let's prepare God's heavenly government on the earth. That it will prepare people. It
prepare
the offsprings of God. And they have standards of heaven. That's why he says, set up a standard and it connects with heaven. Sure. That's why this government is God's heavenly government on the earth.
It
is responsible to see the things done in heaven, they are done on earth. That we can straight begin, reconcile, agree with heaven. You
don't
have complications or exacting with yourself, as you know your ways. But those ones cannot live in heaven. Because angels have no complications. They have no exacting. They have no arrogancy. They don't clothe the way you clothe.
Is
an angel clothe a miniskirt like you? Clothe a miniskirt, clothed garment as one fear God. Or you would have closed those tight panties on yourself. And you pass with the angel. Brethren, speak with the brethren, tell them. But if you really see in your sense, in those your manners of the world, don't speak of those here, for perhaps they left them outside. Will you be able to pass with heaven? Will you be able to be with the angels and the holy ones? You know, you go claim the generation.
But
not the holy ones who are here, they have no generations with them.
But
they know God yesterday and today and forever, He is the same.
You tell
them that.
You know,
you Omanyi,
I have come in the heaven, but I'm from the generation that
our generation
just dressed like
this.
So I've come.
You reach there.
You
dare even reach there. Let's stop even reaching there. As you're like that. For they are not on
generations.
We have to reconcile with heaven. The way they are is where we shall be there. That's why we do not follow generations.
Though
we are called the new generation. But not this one being created by humans. But that
promise
by God having the full knowledge of God and His glory. It's not generation of this world. No. This new generation
gets
us to the new heavens and the new earth. That is the secret behind it.
Amen.
Yes. It's a new generation.
It's
us to the new heavens and the new earth.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus much.
Now,
but
I was
going to list the order.
Department
of the 8 departments which fall in God's heavenly governments on the earth. But before I list them, let's first get explained of its central government. The second government of God's heavenly government. The second government, the second heavenly government on the earth. Sure. The name we call it
government ya Katonda, government is okunsi.
God is government in the government of the earth. The name we call it
government ya Katonda, government is okunsi.
God is government in the government of the earth. Yes.
Oba.
Oh.
Government yom masikati.
The central government.
Ya government ya Katonda yom
guru kunsi. Of God is heavenly governments on the earth. Yes.
Aha.
You write down well. We have said like this.
Government is
second heavenly governments on the earth. Its name.
The
one as God is heavenly government in the governments of the earth. God is, oh. Have you written the first? Prove you written. God is
government
in the government of the earth.
Oba.
Oh.
Government yomasekati.
The central government.
Government ya Katonda yomuguru kunsi.
Of God is heavenly governments on the earth.
It
means this is the central government of the first heavenly government we've seen. Why is it called the central government?
It reconciles
governments of the world with the heavenly governments.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
It's in the middle there. Central government. Sure. Have you understood well?
It government
is called the central government because it reconciles governments of the world with the heavenly government. And its main responsibility is to prove to governments of the world that God rules within their governments. 99%. Its main responsibility is to prove governments of the world that God rules within their government. 99%. And they rule 1%. My goodness. Yes.
Kugambi,
I have said
government ya Katonda mu government z'okunsi.
We see God is government in the governments of the earth.
Oba.
Oh.
Government yomasekati.
The central government.
Ya government ya Katonda yomuguru kunsi.
Of God is heavenly governments on the earth.
Ere itwa government yomasekati.
And it is called the central government.
Ubanga etabaganya government z'okunsi.
Because it reconciles governments of the world.
Ne government ya Katonda yomuguru.
With God is heavenly governments.
And its main responsibility is to prove to governments of the world that God rules in their governments. 99%. And they rule only 1%. I'm going to understand the reason why. Daniel chapter 4, verse 24 to 26. King Nebuchadnezzar, the great king of Babylon, great Babylon,
the
greatest kingdom which has been on the earth all days, he came out, realized it well, that God straight rules within their governments. And he puts in place one he wants, and he takes away the one he wills. Let us read we here.
Danieli esuri yokuna nolu nyiriri olwabiri mwenya.
Daniel chapter 4 verse 24.
Amakuru gegano ayi kabaka yali eteka lyo yali wagulu ennyo erijidde mukama wange kabaka.
This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High which has come upon my lord the king.
Olwabiri mwetano.
Verse 25.
Ngoligobebwa okuva mu bantu era olibeera wamo n'ensolo ez'omunsiko era oluliisibwa omuddo ng'ente. Era olitobwa omusulo ogw'omuggulu era ebiseera omusanvu biri kuyitako okutuusa lw'olitegeera ng'oyo ali waggulu ennyo yafugira mu bwakabaka bw'abantu era abuwa buli gw'ayagala.
That they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make you eat grass like oxen, and they shall wait you with dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over you till you shall know that the Most High rules in the kingdoms of men and gives them to whomever he wills. Verse 26.
Era kubanga balagidde okuleka ekikonge ky'ekikolo eky'omuti obwakabaka bwo bulinywera gy'oli bw'olimala okumanya ng'eggulu lyerifuga.
And since they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, your kingdom shall be sure unto you after you shall have known that the heavens do rule. Yes. Heavens do rule on this earth. The Most High rules within their governments.
Kakati.
Now, anytime you hear
government, government is
God is government, the governments of the earth.
Oba.
Or
government,
the central government.
Government,
God is heavenly governments on the earth.
Tegera chimu.
You understand
the
one
government
thing. That government which is there.
Okutabaganya government is almost
to reconcile governments of the world.
Ne government yakatonde yomuguru.
With God is heavenly government which works on the world.
Okutabaganya ensi ne kanisa.
Reconcile the world with the church.
Ne babera mu nsemu.
And they be in the one world. And they live in one world. And the church has laws, even one who governs. And the laws of church differ from those of the world. And it's upon church. Response of God is heavenly government on earth. To have a central government. Known as God is government and governments of the earth. To speak to other governments. That God, who sits in heaven, heavens, it rules within your government. 99%. You rule only 1%.
It's
what they told
Babylonia,
King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, that you read Daniel chapter 4, verse 24 to 26.
God
took him from the presidency of the great Babylon. You know, there will never be the kingdom which will ever be built equaling to that of Babylon.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Yet he touched him.
It
took him in the bush 7 years.
It
wanted him first to understand that the Most High, God the Father, right from above the heavens, passing through his words, which is in the third heavens,
passing
spirit who spreads everywhere, in the heavens and earth, rules the kingdoms of children of men, they elect. 99%.
tebasobola kufuga waatali.
They cannot rule without him.
Eranga.
And that.
Atekako ajako gwayagala nateka kugwayagala.
Takes away one he wants, he puts another he wants. When people are wicked, he gives them harsh rulers. If they are good people, he gives them humble rulers. According to Romans, chapter 14, verses 1 to 4, he speaks this on that issue. Romans chapter
14,
from verse 1.
Buli muntu awulirenga abakulu abafuga. Kubanga tewali bukulu butava eri Katonda. N'abakulu abaliwo bateekerwawo Katonda.
Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Verse 2. Yes. You wait.
Omanyi olaba gamba nti tugonderenga abakulu.
He said we subject to the rulers.
Kubanga,
because God is the one who puts ordains them to be there.
It ordains
them according to nature of people in that nation the way they are. If they are wicked people and they are not ready to align themselves, he put upon them a harsh ruler. Yes.
You
know, he spoke of them in the Isaiah 19. Yes. I'll give you a harsh king. A cruel one. Cruel. Sure. Praise Jesus. Now, always all the leaders, he wants it to
come out.
Others, he casts them in their beds. Before they have woken up to plan wars. Let's read the verse 2 we see.
Abaromi esule ye 13 n'olunyiriri olwokubiri.
Romans chapter 13 verse 2.
Awakanya obukulu chava wakanya okulagira kwa Katonda. Era abawakanya balyezzaako omusango.
Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God, and they that shall resist receive to themselves judgment. Verse 3.
Kubanga abafuga siba kutisa mchikolwa echirunji. Wavula mchibi. Ero ya gulavuchita obuchatia bukuru. Kula burunji alikusima.
For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Will you then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and you shall have praise of the same. Verse 4.
Kubanga ya muweleza wakatonda erigwe oroburunji. Nebo okolo obubi tia kubanga takwakira kitala bwirire kubanga yemuweleza wakatonda awala no busungu ko yakolo obubi.
For he is the minister of God to you for good, but if you do that which is evil, be afraid, for he bears not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, an avenger to execute wrath upon him that does evil.
He
yes.
Katunda yabateka ku.
God ordains them be there.
Mo government is okusi.
In the governments of the world.
Eranga basobola okubonereza abononye.
And they can punish those who have sinned.
Erane bawo bulunja abakoze obulungi.
And they do good to those of that God.
Okusinzira ku constitution za mawanga.
According to constitutions of those nations.
Police na maji.
Police and the army.
Naye kizinga okweunyisa.
But what surprise boss?
Just bafuga.
That just the rule.
1%.
God moves on ruling their government. 99%.
Kati okuja.
Now the coming.
Kwa government za Katonda zo muguru kusi.
God is heavenly governments on the earth. Yes.
Government ya Katonda yo muguru kusi.
God is heavenly governments on the earth.
Nebigendererwa.
With the intentions.
Okulaba ngebikolewa muguru bikolewa kusi.
See things done in heavens are done on earth.
Neno government ya Katonda mu government zo kusi.
Even this God is government in the governments of the earth.
Oba emanyikidwa nga government yo masikati.
That known as the central government.
Eya government ya Katonda.
Of God is heavenly governments on the earth. You see that it reconciles governments of the world.
Even
the heavenly government which is on the earth. That blessing within church.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
No, government is
tell governments of the world and the leaders of them that God rules 99%. And them, they rule 1%.
I want to give you one of the reasons why. Why? God rules 99% in the governments of the world. And they rule only 1%. That's where they best to do all authority you see. You may think they are so powerful. But me, I know they are not so powerful. And they are powerful on behalf of one who has ordained them to be there.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. First of all, they have people they have to rule over. But they don't know how bones grow within the womb. Yet without human beings, you cannot have a government on the world. He only knows how they grow, it is God. Why God rules 99%
is
the government of the earth. And they rule 1%. The first reason that they need to rule over human beings. And the government is made by human beings.
But
do not know how bones grow in the womb. Except only God. According to Ecclesiastes, he says this.
Omubulizi esule ye 11 nolu nyiriri olwokutaano.
Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verses 5.
Ngabo otomanyi kubo lyempewo bwiriri newankubadde amagumba bwe gakulira mu lubuto lw'oyo ali olubuto era bw'otyo bw'otamanyi mulimu gwa Katonda akola byonna.
As you know not what is the way of the wind, know how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with a child. Even so, you know not the works of God who makes all.
He,
yes.
Agambia tambulizi kuminemu.
Is Ecclesiastes 11?
Damuko.
Let's repeat it.
Omubulizi esule ye kuminemu noru nyiriri olwokutaano.
Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 5.
Ngabu otomanye ekubo eriempe wubiriri. Ne wankubadde amagumba bwe gakulira mu lubuto lw'oyo ali olubuto. Era bw'otyo bw'otamanyi mulimu gwa Katonda akola byonna.
As you know not what is the way of the wind, know how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child. Even so you know not the works of God who makes all. Yes.
Avuga mu byonna kyonna mwenda ku buli
kikumi. Rules in all 99%. They rule only 1%. For a reason, they have to rule over human beings.
Without
humans, there is a government. But they do not know how even bones grow in the womb. That's one of what has been
hindering
them know that God rules in their governments.
Now,
we have God is heavenly government in the government of the earth, which is going to proclaim this. Praise Jesus much. It is the central government. God is heavenly governments on the earth. To reconcile governments of the world. God is heavenly governments on the earth. That basing within church. These are a level even of fighting church. And they don't know they fight God is heavenly government on the earth.
Aiyah.
Yet even leaders of our church, they do not know what they are governing. They don't know that they are representatives of God
and
they do not have its order. Everyone starts his own thing. Even governments of the world are more orderly than us.
That's
no more going to be there in the name of Jesus. I would have spoken much on the first issue. Why God rules 99% in the government of the earth and they rule 1%. The first reason I said without human beings there is no government. They don't know how bones grow in the womb. They are not realized God rules within them. Now,
not
human beings, what are you going to govern and rule? Him alone, God makes the human beings.
He
does not give you humans to be birthed. You have no people to rule over.
Um, You
know, in Job chapter 11, he
explains,
flesh and meat. You don't know that system.
You think
your doctors, you don't know it. You think what they have restored, eyes which have been lost from people, the bones which have gotten broken, they try to join them up. It's taking them time to try to build a few body parts, just a few of them. God rules.
Government
in the avestas. We are going to have the spirits of the Holy Ones. We have to take them back to heavens. You're joking. Let us read in the Job we see.
Job chapter 10 from
verse
8.
Your hands have made me and fashioned me together totally, yet you do destroy me. Verses
9.
Remember, I beseech you, that you have made me as the clay, and you will bring me into dust again. Verse
10.
Have you not poured me out as milk and curdled me like cheese? Verse 11. You have clothed me with skin and body, and have knit me together with bones and nails. Verse 12. You have granted me life and favor, and your care has preserved my spirit. Yes. You said in Job chapter 10. Job 10. From verses 8 up to 12. The way God forms your body. He first pours it like milk.
That's
of a man and the woman. And he begins to make it as cheese. He forms you a body, the bones, and the spirit put there, and
he
released you out, and governments rule over. Those of the world look at the rulers. You. What are these you rule over? You don't know how they come to exist. You to rule, you don't know even how you exist and live. Look at them. God rules 99%. Let me assure you of this. Even body parts of these people, you wrote them in his book. Yes. Psalms 139.
He knows them
more than you say you rule over them.
Before
I give them one reason, they are put down on the ground.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. Now, leader, you've understood well. Yes. Let us read.
Psalm 139.
Let's come from verse 14.
Psalms 139
from verse 13.
Kubanga goli no moyo gwange.
For you have formed my inward parts. You have covered me in my mother's womb. Verse
14.
I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows right well. Verse
15.
My flame was not hid from you when I was made in secret and skillfully rolled in the lower parts of the earth. Verse 16.
ebyabumbibwa nga buli lunaku buli lunaku.
Your eyes did see my substance being yet informed in your book. They were all written the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them.
He,
yes. Even the body God sees from far.
Before it
exists and they see the form of how it will be. Woman or man. Yes.
And he
writes everything he creates in the book every day. And the days you will spend on this world. Now you government. I speak to governments of the world. As we
based
in the central government.
Government yo masikati.
The central government. God is heavenly government on the earth.
Manyikidwa government yaka na government zo kuzi.
Known as God is government in the government of the earth.
Tugendo kuongera kubategeza.
We are going to move to proclaim to you.
Manyina yeri mo department munana tujazira.
It too has 8 departments.
Ezigendo koro muri mu
ngo. Are going to do that work.
Hey. Okubategeza.
To track tell you.
Katonda fuga. Chenda mu mwenda
ku. God rules 99%.
Mu government zo kuzi.
In the government of the earth.
No kubajja kwechi kwacha sitari chibade chibalima.
Take off the curse of Satan. Which deceived you that Satan has a ruling in the earth. What does he create to rule over? Nothing.
Government abashinja Satan.
Government you worship devils.
Mwe abakwatagana
Illuminati. You connect with the Illuminati.
Njagala kubabuza.
I want to ask you.
Ebatondira abantu bemufuga.
It creates human beings. You reign over the Illuminati.
Laba Satan bwabazanyira kumitwe.
Abantu
abasomye nga
mwe. Place on your heads you people who are
abafuzi.
That your politicians.
Abasubuzi.
Your business people.
Abebi obulamu n'abalala.
Hell of East and the others.
Mwe namulimbi bwa Satan
wewe kutyo mazima. You are all deceived by Satan like that. Very sad. That is going to be blinded the eye of your mind. The God of this age, Satan, he's done that to them. Now what do you have to see? These are standard strategies. To fulfill God is what I promised Paul.
Amen.
If these two you can't touch them, do not touch it. It is fixed. Not limited is brought. Football is two governments. You think, what are you going to do? Let me give you the second reason. Why God rules 99% in the government of the world and he rules 1%. The second reason. These people created, they need oxygen to breathe every day. But government does not know where oxygen comes from. When they tried, it became expensive when COVID struck the world. Yet the one ruling cannot rule when he's not breathing. If
he doesn't
rule over, he cannot rule them when they are not breathing.
Wow.
Hey.
I've said the second reason. Why God rules 99% in the governments of the world and they rule 1%. Because the people they rule over, they need to breathe.
Them who
don't know oxygen, they breathe where it comes from.
Themselves,
who lead, they need to breathe.
Or if
they don't breathe, they cannot stand to lead. Even though they lead, they cannot stand even. Now you look to these governments. You know, he said like this. Ecclesiastes 11:5. It is right there all still. Let's read it, we see.
Omubulizi esule ye 11 n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 5.
Ngabu otomanye kubuli empewo bweriri. Ne wankubadde amagumba begakulira mu lubuto lw'oyo ali olubuto. Era bw'otyo.
As you know not what is the way of the wind, know how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child. Even so know not the works of God who makes all.
But government
doesn't know the way of the wind. You know they put that with vein. That it can know the direction of wind. But the way it is made, the wind, as we just breathe, tapping and we breathe free. That they failed on it. And people, when they are
were affected by sickness. They tried to make oxygen, but it cannot be enough. It's very expensive.
Katwari wo omufuzi kabaka wabakabaka
kama wabakama
omami wabami
the Lord of Lords, the living God Jesus Christ, he ruled
nakoro mukaburi nako gwansi yonna
chain every day for the whole world, the entire world.
Amina.
Umanyi we mamu ogera kondeya ga anti ndi muwereza
gochiraba. Don't you see that?
Eh tuli bakozi wamuna inange ndi omu
me too. Among those who sustain the world to live,
you work with the Lord
who rules the world. You too, you are leading, ruling with him.
Mm.
Yes, you work with the Lord.
Don't spice yourself. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes.
You know, he said,
Ecclesiastes chapter
1.
The wind moves, goes and comes. We are just starting to access it.
We are
the one moving to the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Let's read Ecclesiastes, we see.
Omubulizi esule soka nolo nyirilio lwokuna.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verses 4.
Emirembe mirala jigenda, emirembe mirala jijja, ensine ebererawo ennaku zonna.
One generation passes away and another generation comes, but the earth abides forever.
Olinyolo kutano.
Verse 5.
Era n'enjuba evaayo, enjuba n'egwa, n'eyanguwa okugenda mu kifo kyayo gy'eva.
The sun also arises and the sun goes down and hastens to its place where it arose.
Olinyolo mukaga.
Verse 6.
Empewo egenda eri obukiiko bwa ddyo, n'ekyukira obukiiko bwa kkono. Ekyukakyuka buli kaseera mu kutambula kwayo. Empewo nedda nate mu kwetooloola kwayo.
The wind goes towards the south and turns about unto the north. It whirls about continually and the wind returns again according to its circuits. Yes.
Empewo etambula.
Goes to the south. Goes to the north. Goes to east.
West.
Every direction you reach.
East.
You're in east.
West.
West.
South.
South. You're just tapping, accessing free. Everywhere you access it.
Aha.
You go to the hospital, they put oxygen on you. On the oxygen, you struggle
direction.
Not every direction that is there. Only right there they have put on the nose. Now you
government,
you get to show off on God. You humble down. Many of you are within hell because of that. Your forefathers who laid long back and they were proud. He told them in Proverbs chapter
8,
verses 90 downwards. On his behalf, rulers of the world,
and the priests,
they do rule and the judges of the world. They cannot without him. They cannot.
99%
rules.
Illuminati.
That Illuminati.
You
look at those mad things.
There's
nothing you tell me. You go create your own planet, another of your own. In your own place. Which
is
different from the entire heavens. You don't know if the everlasting still God is the one there. There's nothing to tell us. There's nothing. Now we warn you, the government. I speak to those of the world. We have come to correct you.
God's
standard strategies. My God. They have come within harvesters of spirits are
even
to take them back to heaven.
God's
two heavenly governments on the earth.
Government, government is
God is government, the government of the earth. Have you heard it? It shows
that
God rules 99%.
The government
is the government of the world. They rule only 1%. To sit down, write down laws, even to implement them. Yes. The rest, God is the one who does them.
Yesu
yebazibwe. Praise Jesus
much. Kati empewo etambula bo.
Now the wind moves.
Nini bwekolebwa tebamanyi.
Yet even weights made they do not know it.
Kubanga Katonda ensena jisiba yetolola.
Because God keeps this world rotating.
Empewo eriyoke venga mu mazi.
The wind will come from water. The earth is rotating. According to Job chapter 28, it keeps rotating. If it there stops rotating, you cannot get oxygen to breathe here. But if
he
keeps it rotating, it is God. Yes.
It
stops, you cannot breathe again. Let's read in Job, you see.
Job chapter 28,
verses
5.
As for the earth, out of it cometh bread, but under it it is turned up as it were fire. Yes. It keeps rotating, rotating. There stops. Another problem.
There
are four orders, angels on the four corners of the earth. Time it rotates, they keep wind out of the planet, not to, it, not to trouble the oxygen we breathe within.
If
earth is not withheld wind not to enter in the planet earth, much wind can come in our nose and we faint. Yes.
Government
does not know that. They should begin to intercede God not to know that. Let me first leave that. For my leaders, they were trying to leave themselves much. I may think I've intervened in their affairs. No. I'm not intervening in their affairs. You have mercy, but we want to tell you, you rule 1% per 100. God rules 99%.
Yeah.
I give you the third reason.
Yeah.
Time has left us.
Department.
I've not even listed the departments.
Oh, no. The
third reason, why God rules 99% in the governments of the world, and they rule 1%. They do not know where food comes from. It comes from the sun, and it goes down in the ground. Yet they are not the ones responsible over the sun.
Do not know
when it will close it, that it no more gives
light.
People do not have food. Who and what can rule over?
Aye.
Food.
Emere.
Food.
Aye.
You want to bring problems?
Emere.
Food. Let food get lost. They say that leader came with a curse. I said the third reason why God rules 99% in the governments of the world and they rule 1%. Because they do not think that food comes from the sun and it goes down in the ground that it grows. For without food, people they rule over, they cannot be ruled over. If those who rule, they cannot do that. And if you come on the presidency and famine strikes the land, they say the leader came with a curse.
Yet
first told it to you in Job 28 verse 5 that food comes from the ground.
But
before it comes from the ground, there is another where it comes from. My. If God shuts the sun not to give light, Lord, thank you for having mercy. We've acted a lot of stubbornness. We've joined with other gods who never quitted heaven and earth. We've joined with the devils, the fallen angels. Be gods which are not even a little. Illuminati's rule over the world. These are mad people.
People
who extremely fell mad.
Cannot
even give them chance to think.
That
you rule the world, you ruled over what?
But you're
so mad. Let's go back in the Job.
Job chapter 28,
verses
5. Ensi evamu mmere. Era wansi ekyuka kyuka ngekyuka kyuka n'omuliro.
As for the earth, out of it cometh food, but under it is turned up as it were fire. Yes. Out of the earth cometh food. But the food, before it comes from the earth,
it
cometh via the sun rays through, and it goes in the earth, in the ground. You know, you started photosynthesis. I don't know whether you understood well. Spoke in Deuteronomy, he says that the fruits come from the sun and they come down in the ground.
Hmm.
Let us read, we see.
Deuteronomy
chapter
33,
verses
13.
And of Joseph he said, blessed of the Lord be his land, with the precious things of heaven, and with the dew, and the deep lying beneath. Verse
14.
And with the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and with the precious things put forth by the moon. Yes.
Fruits,
they come right from the sun down into the earth. And the sun is outside planet earth, very far.
It's
no leader which governs, rules it in its movement. Except God.
There
in the Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 to 16, that it counts for people times and seasons, and it gives them food. Leaders on this world ruling over people. What they rule over, they do not know them. Have you seen? Yet church itself represents God's heavenly government on the earth.
It
does not have God's order. The order of God's heavenly government to the
earth.
They do not have a central government. God is heavenly government.
Be
able to guide the governments of the world. To create their God's government to the governments of the earth.
Be
able to show governments on the world. Not to give themselves to Satan, for it does not help them a little.
And
one who puts them in leadership is the God, the
everlasting. He
gives them to lead 1%.
He
rules 99%. Now the fourth reason. You know, there are very many. I give the fourth. The fourth reason why God rules 99%. And in their government, they rule
1%.
If it refuses to rain, if the rain refuses to fall, and the rivers never move, I assure you, people cannot stand. Neither the plants, neither the animals, neither the insects, neither the fish. There is a way how rivers move. Even the governments that don't know.
If
refuse to rain, there is no food. People have to die. Animals, insects, the birds, the fish, even the plants.
And
there are rivers which even move.
Those visible
and those invisible which pass under the ground.
But
government is not responsible of them. But the God who is in heaven. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, he moves to speak of it like this. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 4.
Emirembe emirala gigenda, n'emirembe emirala gijja, ensi n'ebeererawo ennaku zonna.
One generation passes away, and another generation comes, but the earth abides forever.
Olunyolo kutano.
Verse 5.
Era n'enjuba evaayo, enjuba n'egwa, n'eyanguwa okugenda mu kifo kyayo.
The sun also arises, and the sun goes down, and hastens to its place where it arose. Verse
6.
The wind goes towards the south, and turns about unto the north. It wears about continually, and the wind returns again according to its circuit. Verse
7.
All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. Onto the place from where the rivers come, there they return again. Yes. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 7 says, the rivers move. They move and go and come. That they serve the human beings. Governments of the world have no right over this. But the God Most High, passing through His word Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, and He governs all those. That no one knows the Father of the rain, but that we know is the Father. And when He speaks in Job, Job chapter 38, verses
28.
Job chapter 38, verse
28.
Has the rain a father, or who has begotten the drops of the dew? Verse
29.
Out of whose womb came the ice and the frost from heaven? Who has given it birth? Verse 30.
Amazi gakwekebwa ngakwekeddwa n'amayinja nekunguru kubuziba ngakukutte.
The waters hardened like a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. Yes. The father of the rain. It is the Father Himself. I want us to come brief from a verse
24.
You see how He makes rainfall in the sky. You know, He attached on an entire angel. Even governments of the world do not know that. Let us see.
Job chapter
38,
verse 24.
By what way is the light distributed, which scatters the east wind upon the earth? Verse
25.
Who has divided the channel for the overflowing of waters, or a way for the lightning of thunder? Yes! We see thunderous lightning and the thunder, and we see rain come. He first prepares rain, and it's in form of snow, ice, and he lifts it from this earth.
It lifts
it as mist. It gathers this slowly little mist. It ascends up. It makes clouds. After He sends His angel, the one of water,
is
in Revelation chapter 16, verses 3 up to 5. And He strikes them with thunder and lightning. And the thunderer. And the rain begins to fall. And the government says, people begin to plant. It's a rainy season. Who was? You don't think.
Urabi obutaloza jebuke
have you seen not thinking where it goes far?
Kagati ogwo mulimu gwa government ya kuna government zokuza.
That is the work of God is government in the governments of the earth.
Emanyiki duanga government yo masika.
Which is known as the central government.
Ya government ya katonde yo mukuru.
Of God is heavenly governments on the earth.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ensonga ndana nyinji zitwandi yogeteko.
Many other reasons we have spoken of them.
Kubanga ebikozesebwa okuzimba.
For things materials used to build.
Byonna katonde yategeka.
All of them God did those preparations for them. Materials used to make aeroplanes. I would have spoken what? Leave what? What do they buy from elsewhere? When it's not made from the things God created.
Now,
not understanding has to stop being in us.
Wow.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
So as I summarize, we shall have the second part.
Aicha ente kateka yobwa katonde neyo mutinde yo
yomukaga. The sixth God is standard strategy.
Emanyikidwa nga abakungu
sibenyoyo. The avesters of spirits.
Where is ubokuitwa kwesiona?
Our services of the worldwide call.
Government za katonda ebiri ezo muguru kunsi.
The two God is heavenly governments on the earth.
Esoka.
The first.
Ye government ya katonda yo muguru kunsi.
It is God is heavenly governments on the earth. In the summary, you can call it G-H-G-E. Yes. I want you to have the summary. I mean the
government is soka government ya katonde yo muguru kusi.
First government, God is heavenly governments on the earth.
It's
known as in summary.
G-H-G-E.
G-H-G-E. God is heavenly governments on earth.
Government yokubiri.
The second government.
Manyikidwa government ya katonda mu government zokuza.
Known as God is government in the governments of the earth.
Obufunze bera.
In short.
Gisatu.
Gi.
I.
I.
Aha.
Gi I.
Aha.
Sure.
If
you want to speak it in short, G-G-G-E.
Oba.
Oh.
Government yom masekati. Ya government ya katonde yom uguru kunsi.
The central government of God is heavenly government on the earth.
Oba.
Oh.
Government ya katonde yom masekati.
God is central government.
Ya government ya katonde yom uguru kunsi.
Of God is heavenly government on the earth.
Emanyiki duanga. It's known. Sigi.
Sigi.
G-H-G-E.
G-H-G-E.
Sigi.
Sigi.
G-H-G-E.
G-H-G-E.
Aha.
Sigi.
Aha.
G-H-G-E.
Aha.
Sure.
Yes, we have a
sibling. Praise Jesus much.
Those
are the ones.
Yes, we have a sibling.
Praise Jesus much.
So government is using no kuanga zikora mugure kusi.
Those governments have to be working in the heavens and earth. For the reason our Lord Jesus Christ, he was given to rule over heavens and earth. I've said like this.
Government is a katonda zomuguru ebiri kusi.
The two God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Zino kukora wano kusi.
They have to work here on the earth.
Kubanga mukama wa Yesu
Kristo. Because our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yawebo kufuga guru nesi.
He was given to rule over heavens and earth. In the same time.
Era no kutabaganya byo mugune kusi.
To reconcile things of heavens with those of the earth. To make them into one.
Wetu je kutandikira.
That's where we shall start from. The day of tomorrow. You come early.
Sambia sambiako.
You come early.
Yangu wako.
You come. When the month, this month ends.
We know kubanga tumazoteka government.
Tumazoteka
enteka teka zona.
To set up all the service strategies.
No kubateka mu government zine.
To order you in these two governments.
Mukama akuwa mukisa.
May God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Tuyongereyo enteka teka
zidako. Let's move on with other preparations.
Amen.